This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1918, recorded on Thursday, the 4th of August, 2016. You can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365 with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. This part of Chatterbox is read by
Ian Robertson
and Paddy Watkins. And this week we welcome a new listener, Colin Thompson of Norwich. Hello, Colin. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition of Chatterbox. On part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news from the area, we have a selection of letters from the evening news and a feature which tells the story of Mike Lawrence, a publican in Norwich for 40 years or more. But first, some stories making the news this week.
Midsummer is usually the time for a cooling ice cream or two, and to see the gardens in their full summer colour. And these will feature in the news on this part. But we start with news of a milestone reached by Norwich's city hosts, and a new sport appears on Mousehold. Mousehold will see its first foot golf action as a new course is opened. Running alongside the existing pitch and putt course, the new facility promises to offer just as much fun as the course at Eaton Park, which was launched last summer. From this week, it will also mean, between the two sites, people will be able to play foot golf in Norwich every day of the week but Wednesday over the summer season. Councillor Roger Ryan, Cabinet Member for Customer Care and Leisure, said, "We are delighted to be able to open this fantastic new foot golf course at Mousehold. Not only do our two pitch and kick facilities offer fun pitch and putt and foot golf sessions at very reasonable prices, but they also bring in valuable income to the council, money we can invest in facilities and services for the city."
Volunteers who offer a friendly welcome to Norwich have passed a significant milestone. They have helped more than 100,000 people since their launch. The Norwich Business Improvement District, BID, city hosts, are now in their fourth year and consist of more than 50 volunteers out on the city's streets in their blue Here to Help tabards. They give help and advice to visitors and get the most out of their visit to the city. Stephen Gurney, Executive Director, Norwich BID, said, "I'm incredibly proud of our city host scheme. I give enormous thanks to the team of volunteers who are so passionate about Norwich and who dedicate their time to assisting so many people in the city centre. We look forward to assisting even more visitors in our great city."
In sunny weather, it's normally the job of the ice cream man to help people cool down. However, recently, one decided to cool the body and warm the spirits with a heart-melting gesture. On a sweltering July day, Gary Butcher, who runs the ice cream parlour on Norwich Market, decided to help homeless people in Norwich cope with the heat by offering free ice creams and water for an hour. The 53-year-old, who is in his fourth year running the stall, says he was just doing his bit to help people less fortunate. He said, "I'm very passionate about helping the homeless. If I see somebody sleeping rough, I'll often buy them a cup of tea. So this was my way of doing something else. It doesn't cost me a great deal to do, and everybody was very grateful for it." Mr. Butcher was inspired to make the gesture after growing exasperated with attitudes towards rough sleepers among some people. He added, "I've been appalled by the way some people act towards homeless people, when really all of us could be just a second away from sleeping on the streets ourselves. You never know when you could end up a victim of circumstance. It could happen to anybody." Mr. Butcher hopes his gesture will make more people think about the plight of those without a home.
Some gardeners try to grow tall sunflowers, others giant marrows, but this novice gardener has unwittingly grown a dandelion measuring over 7 feet tall. Window cleaner Wayne Daniels of Beauthorpe believes that the plant which has grown out of his flower pot could be the world's tallest dandelion at 7 foot 1 inch, despite his initial attempts to stunt its growth. The 48-year-old claimed he was no gardener and said the plant began to shoot up after he tried to snap it in half. The title for the world's tallest dandelion is currently held by Joe Riding and Joey Fusco from Canada, who managed to grow one measuring 6'4" in 2011. However, by the time it was officially measured by Guinness World Records, it had dried out and only reached 5'10", which means that the Beauthorpe dandelion is currently 15 inches taller. Mr. Daniels is keen to get his dandelion officially measured as soon as it's possible before it starts to wilt or dry out.
A group of gardening enthusiasts has transformed the city centre rail station. They became station adopters a year ago and vowed to improve the landscape of Norwich Station. They have now completed their project. The gardens have been transformed into a kaleidoscope of colour following 12 months of hard work. The group's members have planted a carpet of rose beds, which was funded through a grant from Norfolk Gardens Trust. It donated £250 to enable the group to buy 150 new roses, which were all planted on the station approach. Sue Rowe, one of the station adopters, said, "We all love Norwich, and particularly the station, which is such an important gateway for visitors. When we saw the rose bed, we asked Abellio Greater Anglia if we could take it on and restore it to its former glory." James Reeve, Abellio Greater Anglia area station manager, said, "We've received a lot of positive feedback about our flower beds, which really enhance the appearance of the station."
Staff from Norwich Cathedral will be taking part in Run Norwich 2016. After the success of the first ever Run Norwich in 2015, this year's event will see an additional 2,000 runners taking part in the brand new route. It will pass through the Close in Cathedral Quarter. When the runners reach the historic Cathedral Quarter, they will enter the Close via Bishopgate and run through the cathedral grounds before exiting out of the Erpingham Gate. James Shelton, Norwich Cathedral's marketing manager, said, "We were so delighted to be asked by the Run Norwich Organising Committee for the Close to form part of this year's route that we decided to enter a team into the event. There are six of us in the cathedral team, and while none of us are expecting to be out at the front leading the race, we will be wearing special cathedral-branded running tops so the public can spot us and give us a cheer."